This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Songs that roll the window down and sing along. We crank it up there, James. Here I come. Can't keep your feet. Why are you listening to apples, peaches, pumpkin pie? Yum. I like peach pie better than apple pie. How about you, Jay?
I'm more of a pumpkin pie person.
Pumpkin pie, okay.
But I am picky. Not all pumpkin pies are created equal.
There was a question about whether pumpkin pies were really made out of pumpkins. This came up on Halloween, and I forgot about it because it wasn't exactly, number one on the hit parade when it came to discussing some of the issues of the day. There's a whole big thing about pumpkins, and I'm now trying to see if I can go back to finding why do I save stuff like this?
this is a conversation that happens every year, especially with what's the one popular brand of pumpkin, Libby's.
Yeah.
Where it's really, it's a variety of squash, because squash and gourds are essentially the same thing. It's just how they're used. And so pumpkin, there's some pumpkin in it, but it's not always 100% pumpkin. It is squash.
So you must have seen the same thing I did. The pumpkin, Libby's has its own variety.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a
100% pumpkin option.
Yeah. Right, and then you have other different types of pumpkins. So good for you. If you saw the same thing I did, must be. I mean, we can all find the same things here and there, look around and observe. It's all about observation as much as anything else. So and we've been involved in a lot of tree planting on the farm and in the development because trees have to be moved, and it's a good time of year. For those of you who know anything about horticulture, this is an excellent time of year to be transplanting things, whether it may be flowers in your flower bed, because before the ground goes dormant, it sort of protects the roots of the things that you're moving. So trees to a certain size, they can be. I love this. I had a big tree out behind my house, and I just transplanted it a little while ago because I couldn't see out into the pasture, and so I took the tree down so I could see the little calves and cows, little punks that are running around that field out back. And so we transplanted it from the back of the house to the front of the house, and it won't, we won't know whether it actually survives. Sometimes I've transplanted things and they've done great, and other times I've transplanted stuff. Depends on how big the ball is, how much water you put on it. I've learned to put some good natural compost in, and that helps to encourage the roots to spread out faster and quicker. Faster and quicker, good, Doug, same thing. Faster and healthier. So there it is. A little horticulture in the morning on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. I find that love is like a tree. It grows of its own accord, it puts down deep roots, and therefore it can help enhance itself by being a whole being. Mm-hmm. The roots, right? Important.
Stabilizing itself against
exactly.
The elements.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Speaking of stabilizing, the Republicans seem to be narrowing down the field of candidates, even though Christie is hanging in there and Ramaswamy. What did she call him? What did Haley call him?
Oh,
something like a turd. But you're
scum. I believe
scum. Is calling somebody a turd and calling him a scum, is that pretty equivalent, do you think? If he's a scum, is he a turd? But turd is a clean way of calling him something else.
I feel like the previous one is more of a, like, immature thing to call somebody, and scum is like, I don't know, that just feels a little bit more like there's passion behind it. You're passionately angry with somebody.
Okay, so let's just do a for instance. Want to? Right, exactly. So I'm looking at pictures of Nikki Haley. I listened to her and the video from the debates, and she's okay. She's got a good head on her shoulders. She has a lot of important things to say. Whereas DeSantis, as far as I'm concerned, has nothing to say about anything that makes any sense. There's no universality with him. Anybody who's going to be in, and so then you can say, well, does Trump have any universality? Nah. My gut tells me, interesting, let's see how this works out, that Trump is not going to make it because he's going to be too engaged. I mean, think about it. There's so much territory here that has never been traversed before. A guy who's charged with 87 different counts of all kinds of misdemeanors and crookedness and stuff. And, it's okay. I think some of it is the gotcha mentality. Let's go get him. He's got to be guilty of something. Like O.J. Simpson. Yeah, we got to get him. We can't get him for what he's really guilty for, but let's get him for something else. And so how well Trump finesses his way through the landmines here and continues to show his impetuousness, if it was anybody else, that's what I don't understand. The way he talks to the judges in a regular courtroom, the judge would have him thrown into jail for contempt. But Trump keeps blattering away, and the judge just sort of sits there and takes it, at least in the current trial.
It's not what somebody is doing, it's the who is doing it situation. And is it just because they expect that from Donald Trump? He is... why are there not cameras around him at all times? I feel like you could do a live streaming reality show, and it would be incredibly popular. Like, people are leaving money on the table with this.
Exactly. All right, careful about the bird flu. It may not affect Thanksgiving, although it already has. And the reason I say that is because some of the poultry in New England has been affected by this very highly spreadable type of bird flu that's around. Again, I use it's the same as COVID. It is only COVID for birds. That's what the bird flu is. Hello, that's why they call it the bird flu. And it's running rampant around this part of the world. It's a migration thing because birds are migrating now to go south. Here in the north, when it gets cold, the birds go south. You know, like people that go from the north to the south in the wintertime?
Oh, snowbirds.
Snowbirds, yeah, right. There's a reason for that. The birds go, and as they travel, they drop their poop, and it's like geese. There's nothing more dangerous than a flock of geese. Just dangerous because of their poop. Full of salmonella. Geese are just awful anyway.
And their poop does not look like other birds' poops.
So anyway.
So gnarly.
Yep. The spread of the bird flu has threatened the turkey population. Most of the turkeys that are going to be served next week have been prepared. They're either frozen or they're in your freezer or they're waiting for you at the local poultry farm. The reason I bring it up is because the cost of that, and I just did some analysis, I got to find that, of what the farmer actually is getting out of the Thanksgiving meal that you eat. Every year I do this cost. Every year the farm groups get together and they want you to know what the farmer's getting out of the food dollar, sharing of Thanksgiving food dollars. So the National Farmers Union has the updated information on the share of the food dollar for the stuff that's usually served, typical stuff on Thanksgiving. This is a reflection for all of you to think about how much the family farmers earn compared to the amount consumers pay for the bird. Unless you buy it from the farm where the bird was raised, these numbers do not reflect that because, and this is the smartest way to buy the freshest turkey, is to go to the farm. And there are farms all over the country that do turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. So you can find them if you want to find them. But at the checkout line in the supermarket, the grocery store, the food store, the increased cost for most everything reflects a bit of what it costs to grow the stuff. But do the farmers get the fair share? There are a lot of big, you know, this big ag, the mergers and acquisitions of some of the huge agricultural entities, the Albertsons and Kroger thing, those chains when they get together, they'll tell the government regulator, oh, everything's going to be better because the price will be cheaper. Bourgeois. The farmers get screwed by these big companies, and you get screwed because the prices are crazy. All right, so here's the breakdown. Ready? Average retail price of an 11-pound turkey is about $22. Farmer's share, 66 cents.
That
ready for that?
Just unacceptable.
Mashed potatoes. A 5-pound bag of regular potatoes, usually around $4. Farmer's share, 64 cents. Sweet corn. You need, this time of year it's hard to find fresh sweet corn, so let's take one of those frozen cartons of, bird's eye. They cost around $4. The farmer's share is 41 cents. Stuffing, average 12-ounce box of all ready prepared stuffing, $4 for that. Farmer's share is 10 cents. A boneless ham. Retail price around $12 a pound. Farmer's share, $1.40. It looks like that's the best so far. The pumpkins we were talking about. Farmer's share of pumpkin pie filling per pound, 16 cents. Cranberries. Retail price for 12 ounces, $3. Farmer's share, 30 cents. All right. Is that fair for farmers? You think it. Think it through. Is that fair? 18 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Doug Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Our focus during this portion of each hour is we take apart some things on social media, try to relate them to you, and you can relate to us by using at Good Day Networks. That's the handle for all of the connectors. And this is something that's all over, trending all over social media, Anti-Bullying Week. Because mostly the technology that we're talking about here, social media, is responsible for most of the bullying problems. Not all of them, but most of them. So there's the Anti-Bullying Alliance that was set up about 20 years ago. And it's not, by the way, just a problem here in America. It's a problem experienced by young people all over the world. So this particular group has its roots in England, where the problem is, you know, it's just, say, it's like everywhere. What is there about the human condition, the psyche, that makes people want to make fun of others? That's one of the threads in that movie I was talking about with Paul Giamatti. It's out called The Holdover, is bullying and what goes on in schools. Anyway, the theme of this year's Anti-Bullying Week is We're Better Without Bullying. What did you start to say, Jay?
Well, no, it's one of those that misery loves company, and yeah, every bully is somebody else's victim. It is definitely a cycle kind of situation, and a lot of times the bully is bullied in their home. And there's definitely seeing, people are definitely studying this, that are seeing trends where the rise of suicide is up for young people who are victims of bullying. But then as bullies and their victims become adults, typically the suicide rate is higher amongst those who used to bully, because there is a misery within there that's never healed. There's always a trauma within the bully itself. And so, a lot of people think that bullying a bully is the answer, and bullying a bully is still bullying.
Yeah. And one wonders, where did this all start? And how did it start? And why does it continue? What is there about the psychological impact? I have a fellow who works for me on the farm who has a, if it wasn't for us, he wouldn't be able to, he doesn't socialize with anybody but us. He doesn't really have the experience handle to make it in the world. And if it wasn't for us, and I don't say this to sound like, oh, aren't I a great guy? It's just that we love this guy and he couldn't get a job anywhere else. So he has a functional ability, but his function is limited because his father beat the living daylights out of him when he was a kid and injured his brain. Just beat him. And I get so angry when I hear those stories. I want to go back and find the guy or go stomp on his grave or something. So, anyway, it's a very important thing to have it on our minds. There are places like New Jersey that's adopted the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights. And it is, I don't know. It's like all the other problems in the world. How do you stop them by getting to the root of what the problem is?
Exactly.
And that's often psychology. Here's the story of a child psychologist who used AI to create child sex abuse images. So this guy has been sentenced to 40 years in jail after he was found guilty of numerous charges relating to child sex abuse images. What a man.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's 41 years old. His name is David Tatum. Practiced in Charlotte, sentenced for using artificial intelligence to create explicit images of children.
Good for them for getting this guy and giving him the sentence should be longer.
Life.
One of the things that his
throw away the key.
Yeah, one of the things that this guy's his lawyers could have argued was that no real life children were hurt in any of this. Yeah. It was all AI created images, and absolutely not. No, the AI, you cannot hide behind it with this. This is awful, and good for them for busting this guy.
Again, AI
psychologists. Parents were trusting this guy to help their children.
I know. Slimewad isn't too good a word for him. All right. That's not enough of this. 28 after the hour.
Everything you're already doing still isn't enough. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. When you're shopping bricks and mortar, ask for an open box. I saved a couple hundred on the computer I'm writing this on. Still brand new and under warranty. Shopping online? Before you check out that cart, open a separate browser and Google promo codes for the company you're shopping. And if you're a member, try AAA or AARP. Shopping for services? On vacation, I flossed off a crown, and the nearest dentist wanted $75 to re-cement it. When I asked discount for cash, the doc pocketed the crisp $50 I offered. Threatened to quit. Many subscription services and publications will counteroffer. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. Yesterday, the House voted in favor of a plan to fund some departments until mid-January and others through early February. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to pass. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would pass the legislation as soon as possible. The Israeli military is conducting an operation outside of the largest hospital in Gaza. Yesterday, the IDF said their forces are carrying out a targeted operation against Hamas inside the hospital based on operational necessity. The Israeli government claims Hamas is using the hospital as a base to conduct war. Starbucks Workers Union, called Starbucks Workers United, said in a press release that it's demanding the company come to an agreement over staffing and scheduling issues. A strike could affect hundreds of Starbucks locations nationwide tomorrow, Red Cup Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Ah, yes.
Let's get it while it's hot.
I think I should go through that story again, Jay, as to what the farmer gets for growing, or shall I? Maybe I'll.
Yeah, it's yes, it's important. We should discuss it every 20 minutes or so, and I'm not even being facetious.
Well, we'll have it in the Food, Farm, and Family report that we prepare every day. Every day we discuss the things, the recalls of the day, product information, to have you maybe connect yourself a little bit better to the family farm. And this time of year, because of Thanksgiving, there are a lot of... I can't imagine there isn't any jurisdiction in the country that doesn't have at least one turkey farm where you can go and get fresh turkeys. For as much as I'm not a fan of eating the flesh of something, It's, you know, it is part of the tradition, and you acknowledge it, and where do you get the best? And so I was talking earlier about the farmer's share of the Thanksgiving food dollar. It is disgusting all of this stuff, turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and cranberries and the pumpkins for pumpkin pie and corn and ham and that kind of stuff. What the farmer gets, as an example, the turkey would probably be the best, the most symbolic. An 11-pound frozen turkey selling for about $22, $23 in most retail stores, most of the grocery store chains, $22, $23 for that 10, 11-pound turkey. The farmer's share, the farmer that raised that turkey, gets 66 cents. It's like, how do you even survive?
It's like, let that sink in, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then there are other things. So we will. Yeah, I'll keep on to that. I'll stay on to that, Jay. Thank you. And remind me if I don't. One of the things that's going on this week, World Kindness Week, and how you can think about being kind. Be, what is it? How's that song go? Be fine, be fair to your web-footed friend is a song. Around it underscores how you treat animals, among other things. But even if you're not thinking about animals, I mean, being kind to animals is how you separate your friends from people who aren't your friends. The number one thing for me is how they treat their animals. So if you're soft and kind and sweet to your animals, then you're okay with me. And so. That's just how I don't like being judgmental, but I know who I want to spend time with. Let's put it that way, right? You bring your children, your grandchildren up to respect animals, and because they're part of what's here. You know, it's just not just us; it's all the things that surround us. And to that end, this is a remarkable story about the reintroduction of bison into the upper Midwest, into Canada. There have been a lot of, the story goes back to, what was that, Kevin Bacon? The Crying with Wolves, or what was the name of that movie that Kevin Bacon was in? What was the wolves story?
I know the Dancing with Wolves, but...
Dancing with Wolves, that's it, yeah.
Was that Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. Yep, it sure was.
Oh.
No, it wasn't Kevin Bacon, it was Kevin Costner, sorry. Kevin Costner. Was it? Get this all straight.
It's been so long since I've seen it. I mean, I totally believed it was Kevin Bacon.
Probably 40 years ago it was made. Anyway, one of the themes of that was the buffalo or the bison disappearing from the plains. That's been a big thing because of the natives and how they depended on the buffalo / bison in order for them to survive. And so they disappeared from these areas. In the Dakotas, where the Dakota Indians were, and up into Canada as well. Remember, the Indians, the natives, I call them Indians, they aren't really Indians, they're natives. They didn't know from boundaries. There was no Canada, there was no United States then. There was just a big open plain. And so the animals didn't know there was a boundary that they weren't supposed to cross over either, so they were just all over the place up there. Canadians kicked 40 mil into a project on a heritage park up there, one of the national parks in the system. In Canada, they have a system pretty much like ours. I think they have 40 national parks. We have 60-some-odd here in America. But the reason they reintroduced somehow or other, because you can find bison, you can find buffalo on farms here and there, and they've just cultivated the culture, if you will, getting the bison bulls with the bison heifers and getting calves out of them, same as cows. So, anyway, what they did specifically, they reintroduced bison. They took 6 female calves from a park in Saskatchewan, and they took a bull. And they brought them the bull. This is like the Yellowstone area, too, and up north of there. And so they got them together. And their gestation period is about the same as a cow and humans, 9 months, 9, 10 months. And now they got a bunch of them roaming around up there. And apparently, as they got heavier, their hoofs were, they press into the ground as soft earth. And they've uncovered something that the archaeologists couldn't find. which is interesting. Now, you're going to have to help me with this pronunciation, Jay. Petroglyphs, is that, do you think that's it?
Yeah, that's how I would say it.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's the impression into the stone going back thousands of years when these things, these animals, roamed what is now Dakota territory, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Saskatchewan. And so the archaeologists have been out there looking around, and the bisons basically uncovered their own history, which is it's kind of...
Yeah, like
you think about it,
prophecy.
Yeah,
they
right.
Fulfilled. Uh-huh.
They'd be back, yeah. And that's right. The natives said that the animals would be back, and they are. And they've found... This is... Talk about what to worship or what to praise, right? Think about that, where the natives see that and make a... Really, what they call themselves now, the Northern Plains people. Anyway, this is the first time they've ever found these boulders, where the buffalo, what's the old news, pregnant, where the deer and the antelope play.
Buffalo roam.
Some of them is heard. Yeah, the buffalo roam. All right, so anyway, that's that story. And, back to the kindness being... This being the World Kindness Week, how do we make our children understand that it's so much better to be kind and gentle than it is to be raucous, noisy?
Yeah, practice what you preach.
Yeah.
And commit
children.
To it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the journalists and would-be journalists, the whole business of what is a journalist has been clouded now, and even more clouded in Gaza, where all these people who have an axe to grind. I wonder what these people do for a living. I mean, really do. They're people who have run over there from America, some of them from up in Europe, with their cell phones taking pictures of the atrocities and creating a circumstance. And then they call themselves social media journalists. There's very little journalism anymore, and there are very few journalists who are really trained in understanding what news is and how to report. So when I see all of this social media stuff and the trials and tribulations and how dangerous it is, 36 or 38 journalists from various places have been, they call themselves journalists, have been killed in Gaza. And then my mind goes back to World War II, when there were reporters like Walter Cronkite, who embedded himself in with the soldiers, put on a uniform, and was in the trenches with the soldiers doing real reporting about what was really going on. And that's how he got his journalistic chops, by being exposed and being in the trenches in World War II all over Europe. And when he came back, he became a reporter. Most people know, I'll try this on James. James, you know who Walter Cronkite was? There we go.
It sounds familiar, so probably, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yep. That doesn't go quite far enough. Walter Cronkite was he did the CBS Evening News after he'd been a reporter, and he'd done the morning shows and all this stuff. He was back and forth. He was on NBC for a while, but most of his career spent at CBS. And he was the one, I think, that first reported that John F. Kennedy had been shot. And people mostly, you can find that video, and it's really, wow, talk about sobering.
I do remember that, because in college I studied journalism broadcast, and we watched that broadcast in that class. I remember now.
Yeah right. Okay. By the way, speaking of reporting, the automobile industry has done its best this week or through the course of this discussion about AM radios to try to fog the discussion around things that aren't true. For example, they had said, I think we talked about this on Monday, how this group of automotive researchers say it's going to cost $3 billion to make the cars safe for AM radio. That is a complete... I could fill my manure spreader up on the farm with most of that information. That's about as much as it's worth. The AM folks at the National Association of Broadcasters obviously going to push back on all of this stuff. What the electric vehicle manufacturers say, that in order to protect AM radio, they've got to add a couple of pounds of weight, because the AM radios weigh a couple of pounds. Hello, the battery weighs a half a ton. What the hell are you talking about?
Right? Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Like excuses.
But this is the kind of stuff that gets reported and sort of falsely substitutes for journalism. And just because information that appears in print someplace, that doesn't mean that it's journalistically credible or that it's a fact. There's very little stuff that you see in journalism these days that isn't twisted and turned around. So it isn't journalists and these people that are on television that are supposedly reporters. I was watching PBS last night, and what a load. The way that they're presenting, you know, they're all over the Palestinian, those poor Palestinians. Yeah, it's horrible what's happening to Palestinians. But to blame Israel for it? No. Sorry, no sale. Okay, let's get off that. Just pushes my blood pressure up and probably a lot of people who are listening. How about Walmart and Costco and the big grocery chains? I wish I had Phil Lempert here to have this conversation. They're thinking about getting rid of the self-checkout because there's such a huge backlash. I was in a Target store a couple of weeks ago. I mean, did I tell you this story? I went in to buy some underwear, and it was 8 o'clock at night, and they had, you know, they're usually in a Target store. They got about 14 places where you can go in and check out, so you don't have to wait. No checkout, people. You had to go to the self-checkout. And there were people waiting in line. They didn't have the prices on this particular garment. And this poor flustering kid, he didn't look like he was more than 21 years old, supposedly in charge, telling people, well, he's sorry, but they can't help it because they can't get any help. Well, you know, that's becoming an old excuse. And somebody somewhere must know someone who knows how to operate a cash register. Meanwhile, the whole business about checking out, what it's done is increased the rate of shoplifting. People get frustrated. I'm not waiting in line. I'm just going to leave.
Well, also, so it should be reserved for like 12 items or less, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Not the whole shopping cart, so... You see how that works during the Christmas season. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
After the hour, good day, health time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the procurer of a fabulous website called ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find all kinds of information about the things that he teaches people about nutrition. They have created their own long life energy enzymes that everybody should have. You can get those at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then JackStockwell.com focuses on his NUCA chiropractic practice, which is upper cervical, and he tells me that I need it because I, the last 3 or 4 days, I've been almost unable to walk. So what I want to know is the mechanism. I have pulled a muscle in my back, and you said I'm out of alignment. So this is a lesson for everybody who does this, because back injuries and back problems are pretty universal. So why is it when I have that spasm that I then find it difficult to walk? It's like my legs, the below my hips, just kind of freeze up, and I have to really work to walk.
Well, there's few human behaviors that employ as many muscles working together as a unit as walking does.
Mm-hmm.
And hundreds of muscles are involved with walking, keeping the spine erect, keeping the pelvis level as best it can with the legs moving.
Mm-hmm.
And any one of them that is weakened because it's in a spasm or it's been pulled or stretched or overworked and it can't contract in unison with the rest of the muscles in a walking exercise weakens the entire structure. And so the body has to compensate for that little weakness. Something else gets tighter. Something has to twist or move. The spine will bend in order to compensate for that weakness. And usually it only takes one little muscle in order for someone to start having a ridiculous-looking limp. simply because that muscle is
walking sideways. The guys on the farm said, well, you're walking not so I'm bent over to the right to compensate for what's going on my left side. I guess must anything else. I've had this happen before any number of times over my life, but I don't. Sometimes it's just not. I know what I did. I was pushing a wagon with a load of corn on it, and I twisted the wrong way. All it takes is just one little twist, and then bingo. You've got
one thing you don't want to do is put heat on it.
All right.
You want to put, I
sat
ice
on a bunch of ice last night to do it. I did put
just
the heat on
ice
it earlier. And it's, okay, ice.
No,
all right, there it is.
Fire.
Lesson for everybody. The question of the day for Jack, is all bread bad for you? What do you look for when you buy bread? You are big on carbohydrates. We need carbohydrates. So how do we get them if we don't eat bread, or should we be eating some bread? Aren't you glad
I
asked?
If you're going to eat bread, get heritage type of wheat. Get the kind of wheat. There's still, it's still out there. The kind of wheat your grandparents had. When it was still
without chemicals on
wheat.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
And then it's organic. And then you grind it up, and within no more than 2 weeks, you make sure that flour has been converted into bread.
Mm-hmm.
What you buy in the store, almost every single bread that you buy in the store has soy protein in it.
Right.
You don't need that. That's a very dangerous source of protein because of the high estrogen content that is in soy. But you read the label, and you'll almost always see soy present in some form of bread. The whole wheat, when you grind up whole wheat, you expose the vitamin E that's in the oil that's a part of the germ of the wheat berry.
Mm-hmm.
That will oxidize and go rancid. And we know that rancid vitamin E oil is carcinogenic. And almost every loaf, of wheat bread that's in the stores has been ground up for a period of time before they took that whole wheat flour and made bread out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to sound crazy, but based on my experience, you are far ahead buying white bread than wheat bread from a grocery store.
Because in that same bit of information I passed along to you to get this conversation started was an overview of white bread and how bad it is for you because there's nothing in it. It's flour.
There's nothing in it.
Yeah.
The nutrition is in the bran of the wheat, just like the nutrition in rice is in the polishing on the rice itself.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't want that, so we remove it and give them white rice, which has no more nutritional value to it than white bread does. And the problem is these things will fill up the belly and give you a satiety feeling. And so you are filling yourself up with something that doesn't have what you need, and it prevents you from getting what you do need. Because
worse than that, if you have an allergen to the wheat, the white bread, that kind of stuff, if you're a gluten person, then you're going to really...
You don't see that with rice, but you see it with wheat.
Yeah, no, not rice. I can eat rice bread all the time, but not wheat. All right, so there's some things to think about. Good day health, Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.